ask all the questions and dive in and read all the things. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to break it and you got to fix it. And you got to get maybe other people to help you fix it. And then you're going to learn a whole bunch.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. Hurricane or not, we are celebrating Women in Tech state to state across the U.S. Thanks to Kia providing us this awesome mobile podcasting studio. Literally, we were sitting in the Niro right now and it is storming Maria.
It is.
Nicole, what is happening? Did this hurricane just get here?
It literally just arrived, I think, as soon as you got here, like minutes ago.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you guys could hear the atmosphere. That is what is happening. And that is how dedicated we are to celebrating and featuring Women in Tech on the Women in Tech podcast. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
So go ahead and tell everybody what you do and who you are.
Sure. My name is Nicole Carey. To ever say what I do, that's always a trick question because I do a little bit of everything.
Right.
And I'm one of those ADD people that's interested in everything. But very specifically today, I think one of the things that you guys are going to want to know about is a nonprofit that I founded called Norfolk Forward. And this nonprofit, I found the need for it over the years, which I actually have a story about, but is about technology for urban progress. So, quickly, if you don't mind a quick story, I'll tell you how I got there. I always feel technology is a difficult conversation when I talk about civics. So I was a solutions architect consultant for over 13 years. And I would visit all around the state of Virginia with different cities and schools and help them design new data centers and migrate data and upgrade their systems and learned a whole lot about the state of IT in Virginia.
Right.
And so when I got to Norfolk Public Schools, this was probably about 6 years ago now. I met some amazing people who just were trying the best they could, but didn't have any resources or leadership.
Right.
So I remember leaving that meeting going, dang, this is my city. And what can I do to make a difference? And so unbeknownst to me at the time, that started a journey for me. And that journey literally got me into politics and government. I spent a couple months on Norfolk City Council last year as an interim, and I learned even what the government could do in technology
right.
and its limitations.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of problems, so I decided to found a nonprofit to kind of help as a stopgap with a lot of things.
And what is your particular passion day to day? Like, what do you enjoy doing the most?
I'm always trying to figure out ways to make things better with technology. And, you know, I always kind of called myself a lazy admin, like, because if I can automate something, a repetitive task, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And to streamline things to make them easier, that's what I'm going to do.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
Oh, gosh. Probably in high school. I played on a softball team for a teacher that was the teacher of electronics technology at our VOTEC. And he was also my softball coach. And he was like, why don't you join my class?
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. It's only guys, only boys in that class.
Right.
And he's like, why not you? And I just remember thinking, looking at the pamphlet and all the O-scopes and the, you know, and all the equipment they had. And I was like, no way, this is scary. But I remember thinking about an Eleanor Roosevelt quote at the time, that you must do the thing you think you cannot do.
Completely.
So, hey, that's what started it. And I fell in love with technology. It took me into the military with technology. And here I am today.
What did you do in the military?
I worked on all combat systems when I was in the military as electronics technician. So I was definitely a radio frequency geek. Worked with all the Trons. I did repaired circuit boards, worked on all the communications, sonar, GPS, radars, crypto.
How did you learn how to do all of this?
You know, I think anytime in the beginning, it was all daunting, of course, but you learn one methodology and then you learn another methodology. And you start putting them together, and then you have a different kind of a circuit, and you put a whole bunch of circuits together, you have a radar. And you put another set of circuits together, you have crypto. You put another set of circuits together, you have a transceiver. So it's all building blocks, really, at the end of the day, and just figuring out that method.
Totally.
So.
And what's one thing you do to overcome challenges when something like a task seems really daunting?
Dive in. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than just ask all the questions and dive in and read all the things. And I feel like, you know, when Tom Hanks was in that movie Big and he was testing out all the toys and you push all the buttons and you break things. I feel like it's kind of like that process.
I mean, how do you have the confidence, though, to dive in?
I mean, what's going to happen? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to break it and you got to fix it. And you got to get maybe other people to help you fix it. And then you're going to learn a whole bunch.
I mean, that's a really great point. So what is your stance on asking for help?
Oh, ask for it. You know, especially right when you're getting started, you might as well just use your newbie shield and ask all the questions.
Newbie shield?
Yeah.
What is a newbie shield?
You ever heard of that? Like you're brand new on a job or at the
But
office.
Isn't that the scariest time to ask questions because you want to look like you got hired for the right reasons and you got it. You got everything on lockdown. You were the right hire.
Well, sure. You're like, but you got everything, every project, everything has got a method to their madness that you can't possibly know.
Right.
So you got to ask the question.
So you got to. Hey, wizardry, I know that you have a method to your madness. Please let me in on your magical insights.
Right, right.
And where do you see everything going from here? Like, what's your goal?
So with this nonprofit, one of the projects that we're working on and things that are very, very important to me is in the city of Norfolk, Norfolk Public Schools, 70% of the students there are on free or reduced lunch. And so if you were to just sit there and think about that number for a minute and what that means, that's not a school problem. That's like a citywide problem.
Right.
So we could have amazing things happening in this area with, you know, transatlantic cable coming in. But when you start looking at technology and broadband access, for example, for our students and our families.
Right.
We have some neighborhoods that don't have access.
Right.
And you can't even apply for a job at Arby's without broadband access.
Right.
You know, you have to fill out that application.
Totally,
online.
Totally.
So one of our projects that we're working on right now, and actually it's ironic that you have me here at 1701.
In a hurricane,
is we're trying to set up a project for a neighborhood in Chesterfield Heights to provide broadband to that area as a nonprofit. So, because presently today, 40% of those families do not have broadband.
Right.
And that's like a critical infrastructure. Like that's like electricity for families now.
Right.
So if we could just make an impact one neighborhood at a time, and that, you know, we're just trying to make a difference.
I love that. How can people connect with you?
Well, you get my email, of course, or my Twitter. My Twitter is @NICCAR, the first three letters of my first and last name, Nicole Carey. Or, of course, ncarry@gmail.com. And our website is norfolkforward.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. This has been quite the experience.
Right.
The first time it's rained on the whole travel.
Wow, and this is a humdinger. Yeah.
This is like home run.
Home yeah. run.
Like I optimized on rain today. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Remember to connect. Oh my gosh, I'm almost forgetting. Wait. First of all, remember to connect with amazing women in tech on the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Or tweet us Insta or Facebook at Women in Tech Show. And we have the Share Your Compass bracelet, 2105 to follow, 2105 to follow. This is female founded, made out of Wilmington, North Carolina, handmade. And it is cork imported from Portugal, made to look like gender neutral leather. So cool. You share your story of how you received it, and within 2 weeks you give it to a woman in tech who inspires you. They share their story of how they received it. They give it to a woman in tech who inspires them. Within 2 weeks it just keeps going down.
I love it. Thank you.
Isn't that awesome?
This is so awesome.
You guys, I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring.
It would have been a nightmare to
so
drive.
Are you
going to
get rid of like your apartment and just live in this car?
I mean, pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
And now I know you can like have a slumber party in it.
Yeah.
I mean, are
you going to sleep here?
Yes, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm going to go get my pillow and like spread out.
Amazing. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Kia.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.